Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Don't be confused. It's not Friday, but it's Friday for me.
I figured we might get the train whistle.
It's Friday to me.
I think that's a good way to go.
And I feel fine. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 325th day of the year. You know, I was driving around yesterday going to a hockey game and then coming back. I got the middle digit twice last night. I must have been driving aggressively.
Wow.
Twice. One guy walking his dog, which I don't know why he did. I don't know, it came around the corner. I wasn't driving too fast. It was 35 miles an hour. I looked down, it was 38, but he stepped. He was in the shoulder area, and he stepped towards me as I was kind of making a turn, and he let it fly with his dog, and he was wearing a... I'll tell you, he's trying to be safe. He was wearing one of those vests, the reflective vest, high
sure.
viz, but I think he needs to... It wasn't very high viz. I think it was too dirty. He needs to clean that.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on with that one. Then another one, I don't know, I passed a guy and he was upset. He was driving a much junkier truck than mine. I think he was just jealous.
Yeah, that could be.
And that was unfortunate as I kicked down the Hemi.
That would that should probably be your quota for a little while anyway.
My thought was maybe my regular beams were closer to high beams.
That could be.
That's what I thought. And the one time I go, well, I flicked it. I didn't have it on the high beams. And then, but are we at this point in this world that if you accidentally have your high beams on for somebody, you get the bird?
I guess so.
That's pretty sad.
It is sad.
Nobody's
well,
lives.
A lot of, yeah, a lot of vehicles now, they turn on and off, you know, high beams on, off by themselves.
Yes, I don't have that.
Which
I had
hate.
I had that on my previous truck. You can disable it,
disable
you know.
Disable that? Yeah.
There's settings in there. They got settings.
I don't know how to do that.
Wednesday, November 20th, 1818, Simón Bolívar. You know, I call him the George Washington of South America because that's what our world history teacher, Mr. Vaughn, that's what he said he was. Simón Bolívar was the George Washington of South America. And on this date, he declared Venezuela independent of Spain. Ooh, that was a bold move.
Yeah.
So that was 1818. How about 1971? We heard this for the first time.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. The first time we ever heard that. And, you know, everybody kind of liked it. 1971, when it was in this episode, where once again, Jan feels very inadequate. Whiny loser, I would call her. But
there was distress in her voice there.
There was very much distress. I'm sure Marcia probably won another. She got another spot on the cheerleading. You know, she takes up two cheerleading spots now because she's so good.
Yeah.
She gets a trophy or a ribbon. And poor Jan, she's got nothing. Although she did have a young Neil Freeman who was pining for
her. Yeah.
Eve Plum.
She was out of my league, but, a guy
definitely.
Can dream.
Yeah. That's pretty sad. Even Jan was out of your league.
Right.
What about Alice? Where did Alice fit in the league?
Well,
was she batting cleanup?
Yep.
She could bat cleanup, I tell you what. She had a big swing.
Right.
So that was Marcia, Marcia, Marcia this date in 71. Let's move up to 77.
For the afternoon, Walter Payton had gained 217 yards on 37 carries. Bob Avellini bent down in the huddle and called 34's number again. Got a block, jumped over a would-be tackler, broke loose down the right sideline, and before he was stopped, he had gained 58 yards, and suddenly O.J. Simpson's record was in jeopardy. And on this play, Walter Payton made it 275 yards in a single game, a new record. Now, for a single season, the record, of course, is held by the Juice.
275, that has since been broken at least once, I know, because... Our guy, AP, had almost 300 that one game against the Chargers. But
was it 298?
Yeah, 298. Yeah. Walter at 275, and he had the flu.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, poor Paul Krause. He just couldn't catch up to him on that one long one that went for 58.
Yeah.
And Walter Payton, and he, like I said, he had the flu. 275 yards against the Vikings this state on kind of a foggy, misty day. On that good old artificial turf at Soldier Field.
Right.
In 19.
I think OJ was at 273. Yeah, 273, and then, yeah.
Sounds about
Peyton
right.
Went to 275.
1980.
Whoa, looking for something that's too good to be true? Well, Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar is serving up some terrific combos, each just...
First ever Applebee's opened up in Decatur, Georgia on this date, 1980.
Too tantalizing. Even riblets and chicken fingers, or wings. Man, they're all too much. Not to mention too good to be true. Right now, only at Applebee's.
America's favorite neighborhood.
Eating good in the neighborhood. And you know what riblets are, right, Neil?
Oh, sure.
They're not actual ribs. They're like McRibs.
Yep.
And the ribs are actually part of the meat reconstituted. But that was a huge hit at Applebee's. It was called TJ Applebee's Edibles and Elixirs. That was the original name of the first Applebee's in Georgia.
Wow. Yeah, that's too much.
But they went national pretty quick. Because I remember those were by late 80s. They were in this market. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah. That sounds right to me.
So Applebee's, what do you call that? Is that fast casual? What do you call that? It's more of a casual sit down, not a real fancy sit down dinner, but it's not fast food. Somewhere in between.
No,
you know, a little more not as casual as like a Chipotle, which I think is what they call fast casual. For Chipotle. Let's move on to 82. Remember this?
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline. Another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. All the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone.
The dumb band. He ran over the tuba player, and the dumb band is already 20 yards onto the field. We've got clarinet players standing at the 18-yard line, and this guy is running through them from Cal into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown against Stanford, against John Elway, against John Elway's dad. And we had our guy Joe Capp coaching the Cal Bears.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he was the coach for that play.
He was.
1982, the famous.
Crazy.
They just call it the play.
Yeah.
You
watch it and you go, well, this can't be right.
It can't be right.
It's just, it's so weird. But they counted the touchdown.
5 yards, too many woodwinds on the field.
Right.
Repeat first down, something like that. Let's move on to same day, 82.
No, it's disgusting. I mean, Ebersol's got to be crazy to book her. Gosh. Yeah.
He calls himself an executive producer. Last week, he dumps on Andy Kaufman, right? Yeah. And this week, he books a 7-year-old girl to host the show.
Genius.
Come on, I think she's cute.
Yeah, man, but you like to work with animals and kids. That's your thing, man. Monkeys.
Be nice to him. Who do you think's buying your album?
Well, your mother bought a copy. Yeah.
So Drew Barrymore hosted at the age of 7 Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
I think she is still the youngest person.
Yeah.
I think she's still the youngest person to host Saturday Night Live. She was, of course, riding high off of E.T., Neil.
Yes.
And the extra
I don't believe that record will be broken.
Probably
not. I don't
think
they're going to. They're probably
child labor laws. Child labor laws. You can't do it now. Maybe Macaulay Culkin, maybe they tried, but I think he was older by the time he was big enough. 83.
East Germany sealed off the borders to West Berlin.
It's not going
to
happen.
This is not an exercise.
The day after. Parental discretion advised.
Lawrence Kent. Anybody there? Anybody at all?
Jason Robards should have won an Emmy for it. It was the day after. 100 million people watched it. Controversial movie about the outbreak of nuclear war. We watched it. We talked about it in school the next day. I remember it. You were not one of the 100 million people who watched it. You took your two-piece pool cue. You were out hustling.
Yeah.
Throwing dice.
Yeah.
Tossing dice. Sitting in the back alley.
I was a degenerate.
Yeah, that's the way it was. But, you obviously weren't afraid of nuclear war. No, at this point, you were pretty confident. You were a big Yuri Andropov guy, and you knew he wouldn't pull the trigger.
No.
And that was a good thing, and it didn't. But it was a scary movie. It really was. Let's move on to 1995. It was a scary movie, but not in the, you know, Friday the 13th.
No.
You know, Freddy Krueger type scary. Just
no.
Scary of what could possibly happen.
What could happen.
So this date in 1995, the Beatles released this recording. Actually, they premiered it, if you will, the night before on ABC, prime time. And then radio stations were free to start playing it today, 1995. The Beatles, they took some old tapes of John Lennon, then they mixed it together, and we got this. Which I was kind of underwhelmed by the song, but just the fact that they had John Lennon singing with the other three Beatles, I think, so it was really cool.
That was cool, Chris. Yeah, he'd been gone by then.
The old tapes kind of had a weird kind of echoey, reverby kind of sound, so they had to try to match that. So I think that's what made that Free as a Bird a little bit weird. But they released that album, and it sold pretty well. How about 2003?
Pop star Michael Jackson surrendered today to authorities in California, where he faces charges of child molestation. Shortly after he was fingerprinted and photographed, the singer released a statement saying, "Lies run sprints, but the truth runs marathons. The truth will win this marathon in court."
Hey, those are good lyrics for a song.
That's pretty good.
You should get with Quincy Jones and make a song. But yeah, Michael had those things going on in his life.
Yeah.
He had to, he was being investigated, and he eventually turned himself in. They had all, the coverage was crazy. They had his private plane landing and the whole thing going on. It was, he ended up posting $3 million in bond, returned to Las Vegas, where he was shooting a music video. He did go on trial, did they not?
I thought he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It was, and what did he call his ranch out there? Where the
Neverland
the Ranch.
The Neverland Ranch.
Some things that should have never happened.
That was 03.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yep.
Off the river and through the woods from grandmother's house I come.
Look what just crawled out from under Plymouth Rock. Your Nan and I just came in. And she's brought a special...
Roseanne's mom. She's still with us, Neil. Estelle Parsons is 97.
Oh, nice.
She was in the movie Bonnie and Clyde. She's in a lot of things, but Roseanne, she had a recurring role there as Roseanne's mom. 97 here today. And then, of course, Roseanne's mom's mom was Shelley Winters. So you get those three in the same scene. It was pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Tommy, that's a stupid song. I never heard of it. I don't know where you got it, but it's stupid.
Oh, yeah? Well, I...
Yeah, and if I say it's a stupid song, and if you like it, you're stupid.
Oh, yeah?
What's more, you're ignorant.
I'm not arguing about that. I just...
Smothers Brothers. How good were they together, huh?
I loved them. Yeah, they were...
You talk about brothers when they sing harmonizing. When brothers are doing like bits like that, it's like harmonizing when you sing, really.
It is. It is very good, and they had a lot of talent. I loved their variety show. And, yeah, they had the straight man Tom and the funny man Dick, and it was good stuff.
So Dick was the darker-haired one. Tommy is no longer with us. He was kind of the lighter-haired one. He's the one always said Mom liked you best. And you got to know that that bit, that little back and forth, that was going to end in, well, Mom liked you best.
Right.
It often did.
It did.
Yeah.
The show.
He's 85. Dick Smothers, 85 today. Norman Greenbaum.
Nice.
When I die and the limits are red,
82.
Gonna go to the
Not Norm Green. Red. Norm Greenbaum.
Bomb.
You know, they've got
this was a monster.
Yeah, they got that new North Stars. Fox 9 did the North Stars. Have you watched that yet, the documentary?
No. It's on my little to-do list right here in front of me today.
You know, at the end of it, they say, we asked Norm Green for comment, so he still must be alive.
God, I would have thought
he
was gone. Yeah.
And he did not comment.
Well, probably
and I don't think he's spoken. I don't know if there's anything out there at all he's ever done an interview with a Minnesota media, at least, to get into the bottom of that whole thing. That took place. That documentary is pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
So we got Norman Greenbaum here today, celebrating number 82. Also 82 today.
Let me start off with two words.
Made in America.
Former, well, he's still president. He's still president. He is for a few more months. Joe Biden, 82.
Maybe not a great mathematician.
I think he did that in Minnesota. I think he was at some place where they manufacture something. Was it the buses or somewhere up in Duluth at the beer? Okay. I can't remember. I thought he mentioned that and did that whole thing in Minnesota. Was he forced out by his party? Did he step down willingly?
Yeah.
It's a controversial subject.
It
is.
It is, for sure.
He's 82 today.
Yep.
My Maserati does 185.
Joe Walsh today on the list, 77. So I just heard a story on an old Casey Kasem, 1979 countdown about the Eagles weren't too happy. Rolling Stone, the magazine, never a fan of the Eagles. Thought, you know, they were just commercial band, you know, corporate rock and whatever. And they had said some bad things about Joe Walsh. He was a very good guitarist. So I think it was Don Henley challenged the staff at the Rolling Stone to a softball game. And the Eagles beat the Rolling Stone in a softball game. It was like 18-9 or something.
Well,
they waxed the field with the Rolling Stone, and never again would the Rolling Stone give a bad review to the Eagles.
Yeah, well, they got their comeuppance.
Yes. So,
and Joe Walsh is a good guitar player
by me. Yeah, what do they know?
Kind of an eclectic type of a guy, but a talent nonetheless.
Yeah. 77.
Yeah. Well, since you're here, Squidward, we'll give you the new member initiation. Are you ready, Patrick?
Ready!
Welcome to my club!
Shut your half-wit pie holes!
That was his response. For the fans of SpongeBob SquarePants, Squidward. The voice of Squidward, Roger Bumpass. Or it could be Bumpus. Do you know which way it is? Is it Bumpass or Bumpus? Roger.
Don't know.
Roger's first name, he's 73.
Because on a scale from 1 to 10, George Weber is about to meet an 11.
Tonight, I spend with you.
Dudley Moore.
Sir, can I get you anything else?
It's so funny. Dudley Moore is so good, as he was as Arthur. But
yes.
Going around and chasing around Bo Derek in 10, he was excellent as well. He played that role so well.
And I think he was lucky to play that role.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Bo Derek is 68.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's not Lois Einhorn. She's Ray Finkel. She's a man.
He's lying. Shut up!
What? The end of Ace Ventura, Neil.
Mr. Winky. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Preparation H was needed.
Right.
But not really.
And Dan Marino in there.
Yeah.
It was just, it's fun. I don't know. It's not the highest brow fun, but it's pretty fun.
No, yeah. Sean Young, who played the female Ray Finkel, laces out, 65. She was also in Stripes. She was one of the MPs. That helped
them
out. And she was not the one who got the Aunt Jemima treatment, by the way.
No.
Just to let you know. Our rapper of the day is Sendog. Sendog, member of the rap group Cypress Hill and the heavy metal band Power Flow.
Okay.
Sendog.
I'm sure he's talented.
Is Cypress Hill, are they the ones that did Insane in the Membrane?
Boy.
59 today.
This decision has to be yes. How did you know my nickname is T-Bone? Because you're a football player and your name begins with T. Your name begins with T.
That's so true. If your name begins with T and you play a sport, your nickname, 80% chance it's going to be T-Bone.
Right. Yep, that's the way it should be.
And Joel McHale, 53, and a couple of country singers share a birthday today. Couple that are prominently featured here on Bob FM on a daily basis. Dierks Bentley, 49, and Josh Turner, 47.
Very nice.
Dierks, 49, Josh Turner, 47.
All right, very nice. Gone but not forgotten today was baseball's first commissioner. He kind of ruled in the courts on the whole Black Sox scandal, and then he took over as the commissioner of baseball, Kenesaw Mountain Landis. We need more Kenesaws out there. Born on this day, 1880. 66. He had his own Hubble, his own telescope. He's Edwin Hubble, the Hubble Space Telescope. You've heard of it?
He didn't see. He didn't live to see it, though.
Sadly.
He wasn't alive when they launched it.
1889. Reginald Denny, I remember him from the Batman movie, but he was in other things. Born on this day, 1891.
The four of them. Their forces combined.
Holy nightmare. Batman, could it be?
I don't know. But I think I know where to find a clue. Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Now, he's not in that scene, but that scene right there with Batman, Commissioner Gordon, Robin, and Chief O'Hara, it's just gold.
That is as good as it gets.
He was Commodore Schmidlap.
Yes.
In the Batman movie from 66.
Yes. 1966. And born on this day, 1891. He gave us Dick Tracy, cartoonist Chester Gould, born on this day, 1900. Do you remember Kukula, Fran, and Ollie?
Again. Yes, by gum.
And yes, by golly.
Cuckoo,
Fran.
Dear
old
Ollie.
Here we are again. Here we are again.
You can't overestimate the stress and the pain every day you go home after acting with puppets.
Right. But she
had
did
a rough
it.
Job. She did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she did it. And, you know, she did it quite well. Fran Allison, television radio actress. She was Fran of Kukula, Fran, and Ollie. Born on this day, 1907. I did watch on, on Channel 2 growing up, Masterpiece Theater, hosted by Alistair Cook, born on this day, 1908.
Good evening. I'm Alistair Cook. We are now at the fourth episode of A.J. Cronin's The Citadel.
Give that guy some caffeine.
Right.
Maybe a five-hour energy, one of those,
kinda sleepy.
One of those drinks.
But he did a fine, he was Emmy Award winning. Alistair Cook, 1908. Robert F. Kennedy, he was the Attorney General to his brother Jack, John, if you would. Robert F. Kennedy, sadly a SAT member, Sirhan, killed him. Senator and Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, born on this day, 1925. He was Tom Willis on The Jeffersons, the actor's name, Franklin Cover, 1928.
There must be something wrong.
No, you just didn't push the button for our floor.
I mean with Louise. She would never do a thing like that without a good reason. Maybe she's trying to tell us something.
I don't think she's trying. I think she succeeded.
But she might be in trouble. Maybe there's a maniac in there holding a gun on her.
Oh, George wouldn't do that.
He and George had some good battles
yeah,
back and forth.
They did. They did, indeed. Franklin Cover was born on this day, 1928. 4 years later, he was the Family Feud as the host, but he'll always be, on Hogan's Heroes, Newkirk to me. Richard Dawson, born on this day again, 1932.
A reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Raining. You're,
We'll play.
You're not planning to go to Cornell, are you?
his reactions to the bad, Steve Harvey's gotten very good at that as well, his reactions,
yes.
But you learn right. From the best in Richard Dawson.
Absolutely. And he was not afraid to kiss the ladies either. Richard Dick Dawson, born on this
goodness.
Day in 1932.
The lip fungi that had to be passed.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
They must have done something from show to show.
Right.
Some kind of sanitary something or others.
Gasoline or turpentine. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the greats, Dwayne Allman, born on this day in 1946.
I don't think Rolling Stone ever said anything bad about Dwayne.
No, they liked him. Southern rock guitar.
Motorcycle accident?
Yes. Sadly. Kind of at the height when they were just about to really take off. Around 71 or so, I think it was, Dwayne Allman would lose his life. Born on this day, 1946. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I've been in the right place.
but it must have been a wrong time.
Your staff had a good list today. But
they did.
Somehow they skipped over Dr. John.
Oh, that's sad.
Funky. He was a funky dude.
He was funky.
Malcolm
funk personifies.
Malcolm John Rebinac Jr.
But it must have been a wrong time.
Good. I like it.
Right place, wrong time.
Sure.
That's the story of my life. All right, there you go.
What year?
He was born 1941.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Aaron Tippin, Kiss This. Ellen Jackson, Dallas. Or Patti Loveless, Halfway Down.
Patti.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Bob.